Hi, I'm Lindsay Grogeen, and this is KRCU's Exposition. This is a show where we dive into the arts, music, and culture of Cape Girardeau and its surrounding areas. Today, we're speaking with Matt Polish, the music director at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Jackson. Cantorai, their adult choir, has been selected to perform at Lincoln Center in New York City in April. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Lindsay.
So you and the adult choir, Cantorai, from St. Paul, are making a trip to New York this spring to Lincoln Center. First off, how many singers make up Cantorai?
Approximately 37.
What is the age range of those
singers? Our youngest singer is an eighth grader at St. Paul and all the way through well-seasoned in their 80s.
Wow. Oh, well, that's a big age range.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work out, you know, music to get for them?
Music knows no age, and especially in a church situation, I strive for music that fits the choir, but that they will enjoy, challenge them a bit. And, you know, young people especially, a lot of them are really interested in the notion of choral singing and are growing up with that in their own way. And so I don't ever find that there is an issue between, you know, this music is not suitable for that age group, mm-hmm. Per se.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I understand the audition process for this performance in New York was pretty intensive.
It was interesting because it wasn't a typical audition. Will, through his own publishing company, keeps pretty close tabs on who is performing his music. And since he is based in the UK, from the UK, when his pieces are being bought and performed in the United States, there is some tracking that's done. And so we actually were contacted by some of his folks at Taugam Press, his publishing company, and they said, we're interested that you're doing, you know, several of his pieces. We had done two or three different works in regular worship services at St. Paul. And so that started the conversation, and that got us into discussions with Will about perhaps doing something together, some collaboration at some point. And that's how this was born, more or less. And mm-hmm. So then we did send in some recordings.
And so you have a bit of history with Will Todd. You performed several of his pieces, and you mentioned in 2016 you were supposed to perform for this event, and it was unfortunately canceled.
Right. So what happened out of our newfound relationship was an event was scheduled in New York at Lincoln in Christmas time, doing several of his Christmas pieces. And that unfortunately was canceled because of some health issues with his family and so forth back in the UK. We had our sights on it and sort of the rug was pulled out. Then we got a phone call this past year and said, we're planning on doing something, totally different music, but would very much like to have you back with us in this planning process. And so when I pitched it to the choir, they said, oh, absolutely. And we listened to some of the proposed pieces. And so now it's a go for sure.
Let's talk about Will Todd. That's not a name you hear often during our classical shows here at the station.
Right. Not so much, but I think the further down the road we go, the more you will hear of him. He is sort of a contemporary composer in the fact that he's living. when we think of a lot of the music that you hear on the cafe and so forth, mm-hmm. Obviously those are the greats. Most of them are deceased. And so while there are lots of new composers out there turning out great things, he represents that. So a jazz pianist, not a typical person you would think that would be writing choral music, especially such high quality, but a mm-hmm. jazz pianist that has written operas, written small chamber music, instrumental music, lots of choral things. But his music is very fresh. He knows harmony from a jazz perspective so well. So very different, but very easy on the ears.
So what pieces will Cantorai be performing?
So there are actually two choirs assembling for this Will Todd event, as it were. The other choir will be performing his Mass in Blue, which is the traditional Latin Mass, all of the parts from the Kyrie straight through, Offertory, Agnus Dei, in a jazz style. So that is a large work. Mm-hmm. And then our choir will be performing his Songs of Peace, which is a requiem of sort in six movements, and then a standalone anthem of about 8 minutes called No More Sorrow. That's based on the text from Revelation 21, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying nor any more pain, for the former things are passed away. All of these pieces, the Songs of Peace, like I said, as a requiem, is set up to give the dearly departed, you know, eternal rest. It's sort of an introspective program in that way, thinking about those we've lost, you know, and so forth. So,
well, I enjoyed having you in today.
It was very good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. We've been chatting with Matt Polish of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Jackson. Their adult choir, Cantorai, was recently selected to perform at Lincoln Center in New York City this April. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear this interview again or to hear more episodes of our Arts and Culture podcast, Exposition, visit our website at krcu.org. Thanks for listening.